Excuse me. Oh.
Hello, Jennifer. Come in.
Oh, no, very well.
Thank you for coming over. It's very good of you.
Siobhan, there's no point mincing words.
No.
I can see you're not very well. But even if you don't make a full recovery, I will not take your son into my family.
I didn't know you were going to be quite so direct. But can I ask, what changed your mind?
I haven't.
Oh. Only last week you seemed ready to... You were willing to take him.
No.
But I thought that...
No, that's not true at all. Whatever made you think that?
And Brian said...
What?
That you were proud of him? For facing up to his responsibilities?
Is that what he told you?
Yes.
Well, perhaps I said there was something... Well, not admirable, but was something I could respect in him, not wanting to run away from his responsibilities. But I wasn't saying I'd take the boy. The exact opposite. I told Brian it was impossible.
Oh.
Did he say we would take him?
If I die, yes.
Oh.
He didn't seem comfortable saying it.
No, well, he wouldn't. I don't think he actually enjoys lying.
No.
Well, at least now there's no confusion.
No.
So, if you're sure you're all right on your own...
Oh, now. Jennifer, there is something else. I know it's too late,
well,
but...
what?
I'm sorry.
Sorry?
Yes. Really sorry.
How can you say that now?
I know it's too late.
If you think, after all you've done, trying to tear apart my marriage, you can just... No. Oh, it doesn't matter. Let's leave it at that.
I feel terrible about what you went through.
I'm not here to ease your conscience.
I've been through agonies over it myself.
Oh, I don't think you know the meaning of agony.
I didn't then. You are a very strong and loving mother, which is why I'm asking... No, why I'm begging you to think again.
What? No!
Look, if I'm not here for much longer, Rory will need Brian and you.
I've made it perfectly clear.
You could be so good for him.
Well, how dare you even ask?
If it means my boy will be safe, I'll ask anything. I don't know how long I've got. I can't afford pride. I'll get down on my knees if you want me to.
Oh, sit down, Siobhan.
Can't you understand? Surely you can. You've got four wonderful children of your own.
Oh, please don't talk about
them. When they were young, Rory's age, when you held them in your arms then, felt their breath on your face, their cheek on your...
Oh, please stop it!
If you'd known, the chances were you wouldn't see them grow up. Not be there for their birthdays, to wrap up their presents, watch them grow, wipe their eyes when they broke up with friends. Never ever be there when they needed a hug. Can you imagine? You think... I don't know agony. You don't see what I see when I close my eyes.
I've got a tissue here.
Sorry. I didn't mean to. Thanks. Hate me all you want. That's fine. But he's innocent. I'm going to fight so hard to stay with him, but if I can't, I have to know he will be loved and cared for. He needs his father.
Look, you've got a mother and a sister.
I thought about asking them, but...
Look, Brian said you had some reservations, but given the circumstances...
I don't want to. I can't ask them. They can't give Rory the love he needs.
Well, neither can I, Siobhan.
Oh, you don't know him.
Even if I wanted to, I couldn't. Brian's tried to show me photos once or twice, and I can hardly bear to look. I'm sure he's a very nice child.
He's my angel.
But I'd never see him like that, and all I'd see is where he came from. Remember what I suffered. so I couldn't love him.
There's no chance at all?
No.
Please. If I'm not there, Rory should be with his father.
You're making too much of that.
No.
Brian's hardly spent any time with him. There can't be much of a bond.
No, if you only saw them together. The way Rory's eyes light up. That's why I'm so determined. They belong together, father and son. I'm sorry if I'm embarrassing you.
I can well understand why you've asked.
You'd ask too. All that matters is Rory's future.
I am really sorry for what's happening to you, Siobhan. I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
Not even your worst enemy?
No. But I really think you've got to look at other options. Do talk to your sister again.
Oh, I don't want to.
Because I can't help you.
Don't you even think about it. Forget all about me. Just think about it. A little boy who's maybe going to have no one.
I've said what I came to say.
If you can't forgive me, don't take it out on Rory. Let him be with his father.
I believe you're starting some treatment in Dublin, aren't you?
Yes. Next week.
I do really hope you get well again, Siobhan.